Because you can handle the truth.
Second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Dr. Jerry Tennant. That is T-E-N-N-A-N-T. He is the author of Healing is Voltage, the Handbook, and Healing is Voltage, Healing Eye Diseases, and Healing is Voltage, the Textbook. His website is TennantInstitute.com. And we're just, you were talking about stomach acid. And if you don't have sufficient stomach acid and you do have stomach problems, I think a lot of people immediately run out and buy antacids, and which even complicates the problem even further. I think they ought to not have those things on the market, actually.
Well, we were let me come back and address that in a moment. We were talking about the fact that in order to absorb fat, you have to have bile. The liver makes a quart and a half of bile a day, so it needs a storage tank, and the storage tank's the gallbladder. And so when you have digestive, the acidic thing comes from the stomach and hits the small intestine, it's that signals the pancreas to put out this hormone called cholecystokinin, which says to the liver, make more bile, and it says to the gallbladder, squeeze some bile into the small intestine. So we have bile available to absorb fat. So the point is that without bile, you can't absorb fat, even if you eat it. And the signal that tells the gallbladder to put bile into your small intestine is stomach acid. So, again, we have another reason that stomach acid is so important, is because no stomach acid, no cholecystokinin, no bile, you can't absorb fats, and you can't absorb your fat-soluble vitamins, which are A, D, E, and K. Vitamin A, of course, is important in vision and other things. Vitamin D is important, along with vitamin K, in controlling how your bones work, how calcium works in the body, etc. And, of course, vitamin D is what prevents you from getting viral infections. And then vitamin E is an anti-inflammatory, etc. So, point is, no stomach acid, no bile, you can't absorb fats. So we started this conversation saying that chronic disease occurs when you lose the ability to make new cells, and that the inside of cells are made of amino acids, and so the source of amino acids is stomach acid. And then the outside of cells are made of fats, and the source of fat is that we eat fat, but we have to have bile, and the signal that tells bile to be available is our old friend stomach acid. So again, we come back to see how stomach acid is so terribly important. Now, one of the reasons people shut down their stomach acid is because they think they have too much, when in fact they have too little. If I were to give you a glass of spoiled milk and say, here, drink this, and you did so, you would fairly shortly throw it back up because your body says, I don't want that stuff down here. Well, the same thing happens when you don't have enough stomach acid. You eat a protein, and your body says, don't send that undigested protein down here, and it tries to throw it up a little bit. Usually it doesn't make you vomit, but you kind of throw it, regurgitate it back up into your esophagus, and then you get this burning indigestion, and then you belch, and you taste the stomach acid, and you say, oh, I got too much stomach acid. No, you've got too little. And the other problem is that when stomach acid hits the small intestine, it creates a current that goes up and shuts the valve between your stomach and your esophagus. So if you don't have the stomach acid hitting the small intestine, that valve stays open, and then you easily regurgitate. And so you think you have too much stomach acid when you really just have too little. And so the solution for getting rid of indigestion is to increase stomach acid.
Okay.
To make stomach acid requires four things: vitamin B1, iodine, zinc, and salt.
Salt. Okay. We do need to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Our guest today is Dr. Jerry Tennant. His website is tennantinstitute.com. And you were talking about the things that we need in order to build stomach acid, one of which was salt. Now, can people take bromelain to augment their stomach acid?
No, you don't want to do those things. What you want to fix stomach acid is that you have to have a source of vitamin B1. But most people have problem with stomach acid because they don't have enough iodine and zinc. As I mentioned, 90% of our population is iodine deficient.
Okay.
The amount of iodine in table salt is about 1/1,000th of what you need. You need about 12.5 milligrams of iodine a day. And then about 80% of our population is deficient in zinc. One of the problems with zinc is there's a catch-22. You can't make zinc without stomach acid, and you can't absorb the zinc you take unless you have stomach acid. So when you take zinc, you have to take it along with something that acts like stomach acid, such as the tablet betaine, B-E-T-A-I-N-E, which comes from the beet plant, or you can take a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar along with your zinc, and then it'll be absorbed. And, of course, people often restrict themselves from salt. They're have been several studies reported in the last year or so where they've done good reviews of the literature showing that actually restricting salt makes people live shorter time and more likely to have heart attacks when you restrict salt than if you don't. So this all of this commotion you see on TV about, oh, this has too much salt, humans, Americans are eating too much salt, and so forth, there is no real good science to back that up. The point is that you can't make stomach acid without salt, and you can't be healthy if you don't have stomach acid.
Oh, my.
So the solution for GERD or indigestion is to take B1, iodine, zinc, and salt. It takes about, for most people, it takes them around 4 months or so to get their bucket full of iodine and zinc again, so things start to work the way they're supposed to. Another important thing about iodine is that every cell in the body that secretes something, which is most of them, must have iodine to work correctly. Iodine is the truck that moves the secretion from inside the cell to outside the cell. So if you don't have iodine, essentially none of your cells work correctly. So
now, how much do we need a day?
12.5 milligrams is considered the standard maintenance dose for adults.
Okay.
So the problem with iodine, of course, is you can't just go down to the drugstore and buy it anymore because the druggies are using it to make meth, and so the current law is that you can't sell liquid iodine. You can't sell more than 2 ounces of 2% per day to any individual, and you have to keep a record of who you sold it to. So the druggists and other people just took it off their shelves because they don't want to be bothered with all of that. You can, however, buy iodine capsules, and the most easily found one on the internet is Iodoral, Iodoral. I use one from RLC Labs, which is called iThroid. It's exactly the same as Iodoral, but less expensive. But again, whatever you can find. Now, can you go online and buy a gallon of 7% iodine? Yes. Is it legal? No. So.
Well, I've been taking Iodoral for about 5 years.
Good. You know, unfortunately, there is no iodine left in our food supply because of our farming practices. So the only people in North America who aren't iodine deficient are those people that eat seaweed on a regular basis. And unfortunately, all of the seaweed, kelp, and that sort of thing contains mercury. And so,
is it better to take a Iodoral or to take kelp?
You must never take kelp because it's loaded with mercury.
Okay. All righty.
So we've been walking down this road of changing paradigms to where for those of you who believe like I do that all chronic disease occurs when you lose the ability to make new cells that work. And then you go down the road of, okay, what's it take to make a new cell? We talked about voltage and that three of the major things that control voltage are thyroid levels, dental infections, and scars. And then we talked about what's it take to make the inside of the cell, amino acids, and what's our source of amino acids. It's stomach acid. And how do you fix stomach acid? B1, iodine, zinc, and salt. And then the outside of cells are made from fats. So what's our body's source of fat? Well, you have to absorb fats, but you can only absorb them if you have bile. And the liver makes bile, and the gallbladder stores and delivers it. And if you don't have a gallbladder, then you must take bile tablets with every meal for the rest of your life because the liver can't make bile fast enough to service a meal. So for those who've had the gallbladder... Yeah, you have to take a tablet that has bile in it because your liver can't make it fast enough to service a meal. So once your gallbladder's out, you'll not be healthy unless you take bile with each meal. And then the other things we have to talk about, if we have time, are the way the body manages vitamins and minerals and then what to do about toxins. One of the things I want to interject here, if I can, because about 90% of the people I see are deficient in adrenaline, and it's a big thing. The adrenal glands are actually two glands in one. The outside of the gland makes the hormone cortisol, which has to do with blood sugar and inflammation, and the inside of the and it also makes aldosterone, which has to do with blood pressure. But the inside of the adrenal gland makes adrenaline. Now, adrenaline is very important because when you become deficient in adrenaline, you get to where you can't deal with stress, and then you begin to have trouble with your memory, and then you get to where you can't multitask. So you're sitting reading in a book, and somebody says, hey, do you want mustard or mayonnaise? Well, first of all, you're very annoyed because somebody has interrupted your train of thought, and you can't multitask. And so you become annoyed, you disconnect from your book, and you decide if you want mustard or mayonnaise, and then you go back to trying to read again, and you can't remember where you were, so now you're even more annoyed and even angry. And then it gets to where you can't stand stimulus, so you can't be around a noise. You hate loud noises. You can't be around a rowdy crowd. You can't be around people who are arguing. And then eventually it gets to where you can't tolerate any stimulus, so you don't even like to be touched. And eventually all you want to do is sit in the corner and have people leave you the heck alone. And then you start sleeping a lot because people tend to leave you alone when you're sleeping. Well, all of this slippery slope is due to lack of adrenaline. And as you can see, once you go down this slope, your life basically implodes. You can't be a good spouse if all you want to do is being left alone and don't like to be touched. And you can't deal with being a good parent because you can't deal with noises, and kids by definition are noisy. And you can't be successful at work because if all you want to do is be left alone, how in the world are you going to do your job? And so many people's lives implode simply because they run out of adrenaline. Now, to make adrenaline requires the amino acid tyrosine plus vitamin C plus vitamin B6. So what's the body's source of amino acids? Our old friend stomach acid, right? You eat a protein and it breaks it into amino acids, including tyrosine. And what's the body's source of vitamin C? Well, there are only three different animals on the planet that can't make their own vitamin C: humans, primates, and guinea pigs. So because we can't make our own vitamin C, we have to consume it every day. And if we don't, we can't make adrenaline. And then vitamin B6, of course, we have to have a source of B vitamins as well. And so if you find yourself on this slippery slope that I've described, I recommend that you take tyrosine 500 milligrams with each meal, vitamin C 500 milligrams with each meal, and vitamin B6 100 milligrams a day. And what you'll see is that it takes about a month for it to kick in. But in about a month, you start having a lot more fun because now you can deal with life.
Holy cow. What a lot of fabulous information. We do have some callers lining up here. So let's real quick take Richard from Washington. Richard?
Yes, good morning. Yes, Dr. Tennant's scientific information is spot on. I just suggest that, and this is also including your presentation at the start of the show, that the AMA paradigm of symptom pattern and named disease model is completely and artificially false. Really, all loss of ideal health is a lack of nutritional availability, and Dr. Joel Wallach points out that it's mostly mineral deficiency, as the doctors pointed out.
And I have to disagree with that. It's not primarily just mineral deficiency. That's simply one small portion of this whole business, because minerals don't provide amino acids, minerals don't provide fats, et cetera. So he's only partly right, if I may interject that.
No, that's exactly true. I totally agree with that. But the real situation is that cell replacement depends on continuous nutritional provision. And basically, in our society, in the modern society, we are glucose addicted. And all the symptoms that you're talking about, including you're hitting the wall, that's what I call essentially when you have health problems, are the result of this glucose addiction and the sugar handling triad, the adrenals and the pancreas being destroyed by this excessive glucose presentation, which creates glucosylation and fructosylation, as you pointed out.
All righty. We do have to take a break, gentlemen. We will be right back. Thank you so much, Richard, for your phone call. Be right back in 3 minutes.
Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, and I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Jerry Tennant, T-E-N-N-A-N-T, and his website is tennantinstitute.com. We do have a couple of email questions. This is from Sheila. Can you please ask Dr. Tennant if he has heard of a new product called Marine D3, which is composed of sea-based phenol and sea-based calamarine, along with a superior form of vitamin D. The manufacturer claims that this product is the world's most powerful omega, and one gets more than 8 times the benefits from that than fish oil. This product is supposed to flood the body with 2 to 10 times more antioxidants than any land-based antioxidant.
Okay. You know, I have people contact me almost daily about, have you seen this new product? And I'm sure that the majority of them have some benefit. But let me explain to you why I generally don't go down those roads, because I've been there many times. When I was trying to get well, for example, I filled up 3 very large closets full of various nutraceuticals that I purchased that didn't help me much get well. But people have to understand the way the universe is designed to work. So this will be a little bit of a wordy answer, but I think you'll find it very beneficial. First of all, you have to understand the role of fungus in the planet. The fungus is extremely important to our planet because the role of fungus is to take dead and dying organic material and decompose it. Were it not for fungus, we'd all be over our eyeballs in dead leaves and dead animals. So if you think about a leaf on a tree, there are going to be fungal spores on that leaf. But the fungus is asleep because it's suppressed by oxygen. And as long as there is voltage in the leaf, oxygen will be present because the amount of oxygen in water is controlled by voltage. So the leaf is there, the fungal spores are there, but everything's fine. Then the leaf falls off the tree, and the voltage goes away, and thus the oxygen goes away. And that's the signal for the fungus to wake up and start decomposing that leaf, and it turns it into what we would consider dirt. Now, in that dirt, we have something called humic and fulvic, F-U-L-V-I-C. Humic has every known vitamin, mineral, and amino acid, and fulvic is the control mechanism that controls how that works. And so let's assume a seed comes along and blows into that dirt, and then you get a little rain, then the fulvic will open the cell membranes of the seed and allow the humic to come in. And then, since the humic has all of the essentials in it, the seed begins to grow. It grows into a nice plant. We pull that plant and eat it, and now we have humic and fulvic in us. And the same mechanism applies. Fulvic is what controls our cell membranes, and it determines what gets in and what gets out, and is able to allow all of the humic, which has the vitamins, minerals, and amino acids, everyone known, to come into the cell, and then the cell begins to thrive. And it can function and can make new ones. The problem is that the farmers use pesticides and kill the fungus. And so eventually, when these leaves don't become decomposed, the soil itself runs out of humic and fulvic, and so nothing will grow, and so the farmers have to use fertilizers. But the fertilizers they use only contain enough to get the plant to grow, but it doesn't have humic and fulvic, and so we pull that plant and eat it, and so now we're eating empty nutrition. And we run out of humic and fulvic. And so this is one of the reasons that we develop chronic disease, is that we lose the fulvic that modulates our cell membranes and determines what gets in and out. Now, the natural source for humic and fulvic for sea critters is marine phytoplankton. These are small plants that are throughout the ocean, and they are the basis of all of the nutrition in the entire ocean species. For land critters, as I mentioned, we normally get it from our plants. Now, one can restore the humic fulvic to the human by consuming marine phytoplankton, as long as you get marine phytoplankton that was not just grown in a tank somewhere, but you actually get it from the ocean, and you have to get it from the North Pacific, because most of the other plankton in the world has toxic species, but no toxic species have ever been discovered in the North Pacific. Now, for land critters, because our farming practices have destroyed our source of humic and fulvic, we either have to take it in a different way or take the plankton. Now, there are various deposits around the earth where decomposed organic material has had enough moisture to keep that from turning into coal. And if you go find these specific areas, then you can harvest the humic and fulvic. And that was done by a biochemist named Carolyn Carter, who, by the way, had an inoperable brain tumor in her hypothalamus that she personally cured with the fulvic and humic, and thus has made this her life's work. And what she did is go around, gather humic and fulvic from all these various sources, took it back to her lab at Texas A&M, analyzed it to see which ones had the best and to be sure there are no toxins there, and then makes a product that I use for all my patients to restore. And once you restore humic...
Okay, we do have to cut to a 3-minute break. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Today is Dr. Jerry Tennant. His website is tennantinstitute.com. And, Doctor, you were telling us about a product that you give to all of your patients that this doctor used to eradicate her tumor.
Well, I do, because not only does fulvic control cell membranes, it's a very unusual collection of molecules in that it's the only one other than hydrogen that I'm aware of that can either be an electron donor or electron stealer, as it needs to be. But in addition, it's the way that the universe deals with things like heavy metals. It will take and convert heavy metals into a non-toxic form. It's the way the universe deals with radiation. It will inactivate radiation. And the list goes on and on. And so I find that it's very important to restore the body's fulvic levels. And when you restore fulvic and along with the humic, then you have provided every known vitamin, mineral, and amino acid. Now, humic and fulvic is deficient in omega-3s and other fats, and you need a little extra vitamin C and a little extra vitamin D. But the point being, if you don't have fulvic, then the body hasn't been restored the way it was designed to work. And so I personally don't go into all of these other various things that people bring to me every week, because if they work, it's because they have humic and fulvic, and if they work, most of them don't have that and just work a little, but they really, it's just a piece of the puzzle. So,
okay.
Again, I try to, my goal is to figure out the way that we were designed to work and restore that.
Okay. Another question. What is the difference between table salt and sea salt?
Well, table salt it often comes from mines in places like Kansas, and it, whereas the sea salt has a tendency to actually come from the ocean. But there are various types of these salts. The problem that we have with salt is like the problem with the rest of our food, like sugar, is that the manufacturers tend to remove the minerals from the salt so they can sell it separately and make more money. So what you want is a salt that hasn't been processed. And if you get such a salt, then not only does it have the sodium chloride, but it has the various trace minerals like magnesium and copper and molybdenum and all of these other various trace minerals that we must have in order to be healthy. Now, some manufacturers will take various salts, including sea salt, and process it. So you have to be careful about buying a salt that has not been processed. Now, probably Celtic salt is my least favorite because of the way it's managed. They take the salt and they put it in big piles out on the ground, but it tends to be wet, and so it has a tendency to have fungus grow in it. So I personally like Himalayan or Redmond salt better, but they will work. And so just stay away from any processed salt.
Okay. Tom has a large 1.5-inch diameter gallstone, and the doctor wants to remove it because his doctor said that it might cause cancer. And he says, how, without a gallbladder, will my body absorb the vitamins and convert fat? I believe you kind of answered that when you said that everybody who does not have a gallbladder needs to take, I've got it listed here somewhere on my notes.
Bile.
Mm-hmm.
With each meal. One of the things one can do is try to cause these stones, whether it's kidney stones or gallstones, to get smaller. There is a very interesting formula that works much of the time. It works. I've never seen it fail with kidney stones, but I have seen it fail a few times with very large gallstones. Basically, what you do is you take a quart of tomato juice and a quart of sauerkraut juice and mix them together. So now you have 2 quarts of that mixture. So day one, you sip throughout the day, you sip 1 quart of it, and day two, you sip the 2nd quart of it. That will almost always get rid of kidney stones. And people who are in the middle of having a kidney stone attack, for example, usually within a few hours after starting that juice mixture, the stones become just like sand and they're gone. So that's worth a try for the very large gallstone. The reason that people make gallstones is that they don't have stomach acid, so they don't have cholecystokinin, so the gallbladder never gets squeezed and emptied. If you drain the oil out of your car in a bucket and put it in your garage and leave it there for a couple years and then go look at it, you'll find that it's turned to basically a solid wax. And that's how you make gallstones.
Oh, okay. Now, there's another question, or actually a comment. Dr. Larry Little has a laser treatment for bacteria that has something that that might address tooth problems, infections in the teeth.
Yeah, Dr. Little has a very nice laser called the Q1000. And I actually have one. I actually have a closet full of lasers that I don't use much anymore. Lasers are helpful. The problem with lasers is that they all generally put out a single frequency, or any given laser in the device puts out a single frequency. You can have multiple lasers in the same device. But the point is that every different organ in the body runs at a different frequency. And so when I first started doing all this and I was using lasers, sometimes they worked and sometimes they didn't, depending on whether the organ I was working on was the frequency or close to the frequency that the laser put out. So when I designed the biomodulator, I designed to have a frequency set called infinity that actually goes through multiple different frequencies. Essentially, every successive frequency it puts out is different than the one before, so that I'm sure that it has all the frequencies of all the different organs. And because it works so much better than the lasers I have in my closet, I don't use them much anymore. I'm not saying lasers don't work. I'm just saying that it's kind of hard to know which organs and which bugs are going to respond to any given laser.
All right. We're all so full of toxins. How do we get rid of them? Is there some sort of detoxification that you recommend, or what?
Well, yes. The first thing you have to do, of course, is correct the voltage. Because if you think about a cell as being a house, and let's say that you're the person responsible for cleaning your house, but you've got the flu and you don't feel good, guess what your house looks like? You know, the wastebaskets don't get emptied. There are empty pizza boxes and hamburger wrappers laying around the place, and it's a mess. But then you get over the flu, then you clean house and you take all of the garbage out to the curb. Well, what it takes to get the garbage out of the curb in the body is voltage. So when your cells have low voltage, then the garbage collects inside. Once you restore the voltage, then the body goes and dumps that all out at the curb, and then it's up to your waste disposable systems, namely your large intestine, your liver, your kidneys, your skin, etc., lungs, etc., to get rid of the waste. But that's only going to happen when you fix voltage. Now, I think that we should support those garbage disposal systems every year. So the way I like to help get rid of all of the garbage out of the large intestine is I simply use Epsom salts. You simply follow the directions on the label and stay close to home for a couple of hours, and all of that stuff gets washed out. And the gallbladder, you can get it to dump with a variety of different methods. I usually use olive oil and grapefruit juice. And to support the liver, I've developed an essential oil tea that I have people mix up, and that will help get rid of the toxins in the liver. But there must be 1,000 different liver cleanses out there, and probably most of them are useful.
What about clay baths or bentonite clay?
Well, bentonite clay is a way to help absorb toxins, and I think it's useful. It's used for a variety of different things. For example, there are some people who are using it to open scars, but that's a very slow and inefficient way. It can take hours and hours to do it when we can do it with a biomodulator in 3 minutes. But, I'm not opposed to those things. And certainly, if you like them, and you can use them to help. The clay will help get toxins out through the skin. But you can do the same thing with an infrared sauna, which is probably a little more efficient and not quite as messy.
Uh-huh. Okay, I have one of those. I'm very fascinated with that biomodulator. I like gadgets.
Well, the neat thing about the biomodulator is it gives you both the ability to measure the voltage so you know what's going on, and then you click it into the treatment mode and it will put in the frequency sets that will transfer the voltage to the organs, and then you can measure whether that's happened, and then you can measure whether it's holding. So I find it's inordinably invaluable. Patients come in. I had a lady come in last week who had pain in her left kidney for 2.5 years. And 10 minutes later, the pain was gone. I might mention, too, I love my ophthalmology background. And, of course, the things that I've learned to get myself well, I've applied to ophthalmology. And now I can reverse macular degeneration in a few days if the person hasn't developed scar tissue.
Oh, my.
When we make new cells, the new cells will do what they're supposed to do, and the organ starts working. Unless you have scar, new cells cannot push scar tissue out of the way. And so once it's scarred, then you can't really reverse the problem by just making new cells. The ability to get rid of scars is a bit more complex. And, of course, part of this whole business of making new cells is making new stem cells as well. And that gets us into the area of regenerative medicine, and where what we've seen is that making new stem cells, just like making other cells, requires adequate voltage. And that's a key piece in order to get stem cells to work. But we still haven't figured out a way to eliminate scar. So if you come in, for example, and your vision is 20/50, the likely is I'll have it back to 20/25 or 20/20 in a week's time. But if you come in and you're 20/100 and you've got, we look and we can see scarring in the macula, I can make you better. I can stop the deterioration of your vision, keep it from getting worse, but I can't get it back to normal because of the scar.
All righty. Now, let's get back to the hypothyroidism situation. Could you, if somebody does not live close to you, could you possibly address that issue for them? Is there a blood test you could order for them to take in the state that they live, and then you could get the results and tell them how to go from there?
Yes. Yeah, fixing the thyroid and adrenals is something we can easily do over the phone. Obviously I can't figure out what's going on with teeth and scars over the phone, but I can get your thyroid and adrenals, and that's certainly worth doing.
Great. Wonderful. We have a comment from somebody that lives in Texas, and she said, Dr. Tennant is a walking, talking miracle. What a gift from God.
How kind.
So you have fans.
I'm so pleased. Well, I feel blessed that I'm still here. You know, my oncologist said I should have died at the somewhere in around the year 2000. And so I'm blessed that I'm still here, and I'm just trying to share with people what I learned to keep myself well, because I do consider it a gift from God, and I'm happy to share it.
Well, your website is wonderful. One of the things I like, the corrections, you talk about the hardware, the software, the voltage. Everything is so well explained. I mean, you just cover so many things and explain it to everyone's understanding, I think. And you talk about energetic medicine. And that really resonates with me, because I think that we, with allopathic medicine, they don't look at you as a whole person. They just look at a symptom and want to write a script, and it just has not worked. It doesn't work. So I think this is all very wonderful. I'm just very amazed. And you have a link, Understanding Energetic Medicine, and you've talked a bit about it. You say that the universe is all about energy, and basically that is what you're talking with. Our voltage is our potential, the stored potential to do work. And if that is out of balance, if we don't have enough, we're just simply not going to function, just as you said that a car isn't going to function without gas.
Well, it's absolutely true. You know, there would be no life on this planet were it not for lightning. And most people are not aware of that. But when lightning strikes the earth, as it does about 1,000 times every, I can't remember whether it's every second or every minute, but a bunch, the lightning goes down into the earth and then turns around and goes back out and hits the ionosphere and bounces back and forth between the two. Now, if you take two electron conductors and separate them by an insulator, you call that a capacitor, and a capacitor is just something that stores electrons. So it turns out that the space between the Earth and the ionosphere is a big capacitor, and so it has electrons available to us. And that's generally called the Schumann cavity. When we then expose ourselves to the Schumann cavity, we get an implosion of those electrons into the body and into our DNA, and that's what allows us to live. And it provides one of the sources for voltage, for electrons, for us to be alive, as is true for every living thing. And so One of the problems, of course, is that we don't often expose ourselves to that cavity. We're inside of a building, we're inside of an airplane, we're inside of something or other. We don't get out that much, and so we lose that source of power. Another thing is that a very powerful way to feel better is to simply go put your feet in the dirt, because the earth itself is a strong electron donor, and voltage always flows from an area of high voltage to an area of low voltage. So if you're low voltage and you go put your feet in the dirt or the grass, you will get a donation of electrons and charge yourself up and you'll feel better.
Oh, my goodness.
But we don't like to get our feet dirty, do we? So we wear flip-flops or shoes or something to insulate ourselves from that source.
We will be right back for our last little segment, so stay tuned. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
I never thought I would experience what I have by being on the RNA drops. Since I started the drops, I've gotten married, started 3 businesses, and feel limitless. My name is Brandon, and I've always been a skeptic because one of my companies is an investment firm, so we look at the facts. I was presented a bottle of RNA drops without any documentation in 2010 and began taking them due to highly reliable sources and their recommendations, and things quickly progressed. My life seemed brighter. And then one day it happened. I was working in my office on a sunny morning and my spiritual body did a 360-degree backflip and softly landed back in my chair. And that was the day it began. That was my bread of life. To view this patented product, go to freeRNANow.com. That's freeRNANow.com and begin your ascension process. God bless.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Welcome back. Our guest today has been Dr. Jerry Tennant. He is the author of Healing is Voltage, the handbook, and Healing is Voltage, Healing Eye Diseases, and Healing is Voltage, the textbook. His website is tennantinstitute.com. So we live in an electric universe. Can we get too much of a good thing, such as through smart meters or cell phones?
Well, yeah, you know, there are frequencies that the body uses to run itself, but there are frequencies that interfere with those and can change it. And certainly the science supports the harmful effects of smart meters and cell phones. Of course, there's a lot of data out there that says the cell phones are fine, but there's a lot of data that says they aren't fine. So, you know, if you think about how a radio works, and it's putting out a certain frequency, and you tune in, and that sounds just fine, and then somebody else sends a frequency that will cancel that one out, or that's near to it, that causes it to be distorted, then things don't work correctly. And, of course, we have a problem with that in the body because, well, let me explain it a little better. If you think about a stem cell has all of the instruction sets for every different kind of cell, but then the stem cell differentiates into, let's say, a liver cell. So it switches off all of those other signals, but it keeps the codes for liver, so that what happens is that the DNA will put out a frequency set to tell the proteins in that cell what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to do liver things. So that's a frequency set that comes out. Well, just like in your computer that has I's and O's, so that you press an A and you get an A up on the screen, you can have distortion of those signals so that you press an A and you get a Z. Well, the same thing happens in our cells. They put out a frequency set, and either other frequencies or frequencies from pesticides or frequencies from other toxic things can change those signal sets so that when it gets to the protein does the wrong thing or doesn't know what to do, and so it doesn't do anything. So we have this whole business now, a whole new science that has developed called epigenetics, where we began to understand how all of these signals get changed. One of the interesting things is that plants have the same frequency sets as human organs. So if you can figure out which plant puts out the frequencies for, say, the liver or the stomach or the brain or whatever, you can use the oils concentrated out of those plants to go in and reset the frequency sets coming out of the DNA. And so it's a little bit like using Norton or McAfee in your computer, where you go in and get rid of the viruses that are confusing the signals. You can do the same thing with essential oils and the various organs to reset the frequencies coming out of the DNA so that the cells start working correctly again. So many times what we have to do is not only reset the voltage, but we reset the frequency sets. So we use a combination of things like the biomodulator and essential oils to reset the organs so that they work appropriately again.
Amazing. Well, we've run out of time. I think I could go on listening to you for the rest of the day. But thank you so much for being on the program today.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me. And I would just say to all of our listeners, I wish you good health and be blessed. Bye now.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow. And please check out his website. This is a fabulous website. A lot of good stuff here. Take care.